All right, so you sent over some research about a microbial signature of cognitive impairment, and I gotta say, I was hooked before I even finished the abstract.
Yeah, it's a pretty attention-grabbing phrase, right? Microbial signature.
For sure. It makes me think of like a fingerprint, but for the bacteria in our gut.
Exactly. It's like a unique identifier based on the specific mix of microbes each person has living in their gut. And this study basically suggests that this fingerprint could be linked to how well our brains are working, especially as we age.
Okay, see, that's what I found so fascinating about this. We hear a lot about the gut-brain connection these days, but this seems like next-level stuff.
It really does add another layer to the story.
So walk me through it. What exactly did they find?
Well, they looked at a group of adults all over the age of 60, and what they discovered was that those who had less diverse gut bacteria, meaning fewer different types of bacteria, were also more likely to show signs of cognitive decline.
Interesting. So it's not just about having a lot of bacteria in there, it's about having a variety of different kinds.
Right. It's kind of like, think of a rainforest, right? A healthy rainforest is one that's teeming with all kinds of different plants and animals. And it seems like our gut might be similar. The more diverse the ecosystem, the better.
I like that analogy. A diverse gut for a sharp mind.
Exactly. And this study really drives that point home.
But it gets even wilder, right? Because they didn't just look at overall diversity. They actually found specific types of bacteria that seem to be linked to cognitive health, both good and bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about the bad guys first. One that really jumped out at me was Pseudomonas. Why was that one notable?
Well, Pseudomonas has been linked to the formation of those amyloid plaques in the brain, the ones that are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, right, those protein clumps that build up between nerve cells.
Yeah, exactly. Those amyloid plaques, they kind of act like roadblocks, making it harder for those nerve cells to communicate properly. And that disruption in communication, well, that's part of what contributes to the cognitive decline we see in Alzheimer's.
So is this research suggesting that Pseudomonas might actually be contributing to the formation of those amyloid plaques?
It's hard to say for sure, but it's definitely an interesting piece of the puzzle.
It makes you wonder if maybe those plaques are the brain's way of trying to defend itself against something like Pseudomonas. Like maybe those plaques are a side effect of some kind of battle happening at a microscopic level.
It's a fascinating theory, and it just goes to show how much we still don't know about what's really going on in our bodies and brains.
Wow. Okay. So we've got these potential troublemakers in our gut, like Pseudomonas. But this research wasn't all doom and gloom, right? There were some good guys in there too, weren't there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In fact, those beneficial bacteria are just as important to this whole story. The study found that people who had higher levels of certain bacteria, like Blautia and Megamonas, for example, tended to have better cognitive function.
Blautia, Megamonas, those are names I'm going to try to remember. So these are like the superheroes of our gut, the ones working behind the scenes to keep our brains healthy.
Exactly. They're like our own personal brain-boosting bacteria.
I love it. So what makes them so special? What are their superpowers?
Well, Blautia, for example, it's really good at helping to keep inflammation in check.
And we've talked before about how inflammation, especially chronic inflammation, that's not good for our brains, right?
Right, exactly. Chronic inflammation in the brain has been linked to all sorts of cognitive problems. So having enough Blautia in your gut, it's like having a little firefighter in there, always working to keep those inflammatory fires under control.
Okay, I'm really liking these analogies. Blautia the firefighter, I like it. So what about Megamonas? What's this one's specialty?
Well, Megamonas is really interesting because it's involved in producing this beneficial fatty acid called propionate.
Propionate, that's a term I've come across before reading about gut health and stuff. But I've got to be honest, I'm not sure I totally get it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you hear tossed around a lot, but basically, think of propionate as like a soothing balm for your gut lining.
Okay.
It helps keep that lining strong and healthy, which is really important for preventing what's known as leaky gut.
Leaky gut. Okay. Yeah, that definitely sounds like something you don't want. Is that literally what it is? Like stuff leaking out of your intestines?
Well, yeah, kind of. You
Yeah.
see, a healthy gut lining, it acts like a barrier. It's supposed to keep certain things in, like the nutrients from your food and other things out, like toxins and bacteria.
Right.
But when that lining gets damaged or irritated, it can actually develop these tiny little holes, and that's when things can start to leak out into the bloodstream.
And that's not good
Right,
because.
because when those things that aren't supposed to be in your bloodstream start floating around, your immune system freaks out. It's like, what is this? This doesn't belong here. And that triggers an inflammatory response.
Oh, so that's how leaky gut can lead to inflammation throughout the body, including in the brain.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Oh, okay. This is blowing my mind. So getting back to Megamonas and this propionate it produces, those are good things, right?
Absolutely. Those are our friends.
So how do we make sure we have enough of them?
Well, this is where our diet comes in. The study actually found that people who ate more fruits and vegetables, especially berries, they had higher levels of those beneficial gut bacteria, including Megamonas.
Berries, huh? You know, I've been hearing a lot about berries lately in terms of gut health. What is it about them that our gut microbes love so much?
It's the fiber. Berries are like little fiber bombs, and that fiber, it acts like food for certain types of beneficial bacteria, including, you guessed it, Megamonas.
Oh, it's all coming together now. So we eat the berries, they feed the Megamonas. The Megamonas turns out propionate. Propionate helps to keep our gut lining strong, and a strong gut lining means less inflammation.
You got it.
It's like a chain reaction of good gut health.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not just about what we eat, is it? It's also about how much we're moving our bodies.
Right, exactly. The study also found that exercise, even moderate exercise, seemed to have a positive effect on the gut microbiome.
Okay, so diet and exercise. Those are familiar characters in this story. But I'm curious, was there anything specific about exercise that they found that was particularly interesting when it came to gut health?
Yeah, actually there was. They found that exercise seemed to specifically increase the levels of a bacterium called Veianella.
Veianella, that's a new one. Tell me more.
Well, like Megamonas, Veianella is also involved in producing that gut-friendly propionate.
No way. So we've got Megamonas, which gets fueled by fiber, and then Veianella, which gets a boost from exercise. And they're both contributing to this same goal of a strong, healthy gut lining.
Exactly. It's like they're working together, each playing their part to keep things running smoothly.
It's amazing how interconnected everything is, you know. Our diet, our activity levels, the trillions of tiny creatures living in our gut, it all plays a role.
It really highlights how complex and fascinating the human body is and how much we still have to learn about it.
This is incredible. It's like we have this whole internal ecosystem that we can nurture and support.
It really is remarkable.
So we've talked a lot about fiber and exercise being important for a healthy gut, which makes sense. But
yeah,
were there any other specific dietary recommendations that came out of this research? Aside from the berries, of course.
Yeah.
I'm putting berries on everything now.
Yeah, berries are definitely a good call.
Interesting.
They didn't go into super specific diets or anything like that, but they definitely emphasized the importance of eating a diverse and balanced diet overall. You know, lots of different fruits and vegetables, whole grains, basic, all those things we know are good for us.
Right, right.
Those are all going to be great sources of the fiber that our gut microbes love.
It's funny. It really all comes back to those basic healthy habits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like eat your veggies, get some exercise. But now we have even more reason to actually listen to that advice.
I know, right? It's like our parents and teachers were right all along.
Seriously. But you know what I find really fascinating about this whole thing? This study focused on older adults. But it seems like the implications here are important for everyone, no matter how old you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Taking care of our gut, it's not just about aging gracefully. It's about setting ourselves up for a lifetime of good health.
It's like investing in your future self.
Exactly. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much, and I bet our listeners have too.
I hope so.
Before we wrap things up, is there anything else about this research that you think is important for people to keep in mind?
Yeah, you know, it's always good to remember that research on the microbiome is still a pretty young field. Like, we're learning new things all the time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So while this study is super compelling, it's important to keep things in perspective. Like, this is one piece of a much larger puzzle.
Right, right. More research is always a good thing.
Always. But even though we're still in the early stages of really understanding this whole gut-brain connection, I think this research offers a really hopeful message. Because it suggests that we might have a lot more power than we realize to influence our cognitive health.
And I love that. Just by making these simple, positive lifestyle changes.
Exactly.
It's empowering. We're not just passive bystanders in all of this. We can actually take control of our health destiny, one berry and brisk walk at a time.
Yes, exactly. Small changes, big impact. I love it.
Me too. This has been amazing. So much food for thought, literally. I'm suddenly craving a giant fruit salad.
Me too. Maybe with some yogurt on the side for those extra probiotics.
Now you're talking. To everyone listening, we hope you enjoyed this deep dive as much as we did. And remember, taking care of your gut might just be one of the best things you can do for your brain. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those good gut bacteria happy.